When Ball State announced an athletics facilities fundraising campaign in 2013, an addition to Worthen Arena was its biggest proposed project. The university received more than $20 million in donations for the Cardinal Commitment campaign. With Friday's board approval, $6.4 million of those donations will pay for the Dr. Don Shondell Practice Center. Jim Lowe with Ball State Facilities Planning and Management says the training complex near Gate 2 at Worthen Arena will include two NCAA regulation courts for the basketball and volleyball teams. Ball State Athletics Director Mark Sandy says the addition will greatly change the practice schedule.
Right now we have four teams practicing, five teams participating in their events in Worthen Arena. So when that happens, it takes away from practice space. So once we have the double courts, we'll be able to have teams that don't have to practice at 6 a.m. or at 8 p.m. And it'll really help the quality of life for our student athletes.
Because of its use for volleyball practice, trustees were eager to approve naming the addition for Don Shondell, calling him the patriarch of Ball State volleyball. Shondell began Ball State's volleyball team as a club in 1960. Before he retired in 1998, he racked up the second highest number of wins in men's volleyball in NCAA history. At 88 years old, he currently coaches 8th grade volleyball at Burris Laboratory School. Lowe says the Shondell addition to Worthen will break ground early next summer, and it should be completed by midsummer 2018. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.